as long as the sun is shining, there is solar energy, right? There's energy to be captured. So how do you make sure you can capture it? How can you deliver it? How can you give accessibility to everyone, right? And that's what really pushed that dream forward. We take care of everything related to it, whether it's technical, whether it's commercial, whether it's regulatory.
What is the average price for the household to install the setup?
I have a lot of solar panels installed on the roof, but I've also tried to maximize my installation.
It will be cheaper to buy energy, electricity.
What Dubai has is an existing structure under DEWA, Dubai Electricity and Water Authority, which is called Shams Dubai, which entitles homeowners to actually adopt a solar system and connect it to the grid. So once you have a solar system installed, your property value increases by a minimum of 3%. All data comes back to our office here, and we can read how much energy is being given. If I can cover 100% of my consumption and have my energy stored and I can tap into it whenever I need, I think that would be a decision I would take without thinking.
Okay, the rooftop, enough, but I needed more. More power, more clean energy.
The house might be consuming 100% solar and not from the utility at all. Not only having a solar system installed, but also being a smart consumer. Too good to be true. What's behind it? So sometimes we do get calls like, oh, okay, what's the catch? There is no catch.
Welcome everybody, and we're back with episode up visiting Watts Energy company based in Dubai. They're providing solar energy for B2C customers, and they leading the way to make solar energy sustainable and affordable. What I mean by affordable? Well, they do have a unique business model where there is zero upfront cost investment. What is it? How does it work? How does it make sense for the business? We're gonna walk and talk and find out. Guys, if you are future customer or maybe investor, or just in general wanna find out what's the situation with the solar energy in UAE, I think this episode is for you. So let's learn together. Let's go. All right, Watts Energy, let's check it out. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hamid.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Pleasure. Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you for visiting.
What is that? Watts about?
This is what we're here to tell you today, right? So Watts started back in 2017. It was purely born out of an entrepreneurial passion to basically deliver something. And thought very deeply about it. Didn't want to just deliver something, but also make a difference and an impact. And we thought, renewables technology is definitely a way forward.
2017,
yeah. Personally, I have been in the energy savings and sustainability mission for over two decades now. So that also carries forward to why this decision has been done. But yeah, this is what brought the idea about. And today we present a very good adoption model. So today you can adopt a solar system with zero upfront costs and start enjoying the savings and the environmental impacts that it has as well.
Okay, so what does it mean adopt?
Adopt means today if you wanna deploy a solar system or purchase it, there's several challenges in front of you. One is a technical difficulty, so you don't know what to choose. What's a solar system?
Okay.
What are the components of a solar system today, right? So these are difficult questions to answer. And even if you do find it, okay, is it going to produce what's expected from it? How's it going to work? So today we've identified these obstacles and tried to find a solution for them to deliver that solar system in a package where we take care of everything related to it. Whether it's technical, whether it's commercial, whether it's regulatory for in relation to approvals and so forth. So we take care of all of that and give you a complete package with a leasing option where you can start saving immediately with zero upfront costs.
Okay, and leasing option?
Leasing option. So today we have several options available. The most prominent one that we always promote is the long-term leasing option. You basically pay for the power being generated. So we call it a PPA, a power performance agreement. Mm-hmm. You strictly pay for the power we generate.
So as a user, me, I'm paying for the whatever power that I get from
that you
my
get
setup.
From the solar system. Well, I'm proud to say we're the only ones that deliver this solution today in the UAE. And we've been working with it and specifically in the residential sector, right? Mm-hmm. We're the only ones that provide this for homeowners.
Okay.
But again, we're purely residential, and right, I'd like that to be focused around it, create that awareness and knowledge around that residential spectrum. So since we started, the whole educational process never stopped, and it kept continuing. So one of our first engagements with customers initially were very astonishing. And we sit, discuss solar systems with customers, and they end up not knowing anything about it. So we started engaging with customers in events created in development areas and communities where a lot of homeowners are there. Okay. I think you can see some around here.
Yeah, a lot of did you knows, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of did you know. One of the best one I like is the lemon there. A lemon can produce 1 volt of electric power. You can power your home with a few million lemons, mm-hmm. right? We thought of even using this at a retail shop where, you know, in front of veggies, you put it in front of a lemon.
Okay. Yeah. So like purely education campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is that? I mean, you said that obviously there's the challenges that a lot of communities don't know what is the solar energy maybe, so that's why?
I think there's a long road to go with creating awareness and education, right? It needs to start at B2C. It really needs to start even with students.
I guess, is it what, solar?
It's an actual solar panel. I thought what would best fit what kind of a desk or a table space I would love to have, and I couldn't think of anything better than a solar panel itself.
I mean, it makes sense. Solar energy company to have a table with a solar panel. Is it like actually a replica or?
No, it's not a replica. It's an actual solar panel.
Is it an expensive desk now?
To be honest, it's cheaper than any other executive desks out there. You know, it's it's actually a kind of build it yourself. And it's not that expensive, surprisingly. So
does it mean what, solar panels are not that expensive than a desk, basically?
Well, we've seen remarkable advancements in the past few years in solar panels or residential solar system equipment. It brought down prices drastically. Technology has been advanced in a way where you can actually generate more energy than you could ever have. Storage systems have been evolving, and all of this helps in delivering the right result for the homeowner. Mm-hmm. It eases up on the adoption, it creates a better savings calculation, and it just delivers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you started talking about savings itself. So let's take a case. I want to install solar panels in my home. Is it only villas, or is it what else you can install? What other options for?
A regulatory framework is important, right, to work around. And today, what Dubai has is an existing structure under DEWA, Dubai Electricity and Water Authority, which is called Shams Dubai, which entitles homeowners to actually adopt a solar system and connect it to the grid. They have a net metering scheme going on where you can export and import your energy so you don't lose it. In this case, you don't need an energy storage system, which saves you that cost.
You're plugging back to the grid.
You're plugging back to the grid. Mm-hmm. And basically, you use it whenever you need it. So it counts as a storage system for you. So today, in case of a winter season, usually homeowners will start seeing a zero bill on their Diwa electricity bill. So in that case, yes, you can achieve a net zero home, basically. But it really requires additional effort and not only having a solar system installed, but also being a smart consumer. So you'll need to have technology and equipment in your house that support your energy savings in terms of air conditioning control, in terms of lighting, in terms of other aspects of your consumption.
Smart sensors. Exactly. Okay, so it's not only, you know, how much you can generate, it's about
how you use it.
What's the techniques that you use less to consume?
Yeah. I mean, we can have the same property, same footprint in terms of built-up area, but I might have bad consumption habits, right? I might have a bigger household.
Living on TV, whatever.
For example, so I might consume much more than you. So you might cover 100%. I might cover 50%. So it really varies based on what the household size is and who is it and how they consume, right? Yeah. So that's important.
Yeah. I think it's also a big opportunity for you guys to educate about the consumption, you know.
True. So we do try to establish that kind of, because we get into a long-term engagement with customers, right? So we do establish a line of communication where we always highlight, try to save doing this. So we do give tips. And it really works when people start thinking about it deeply and start actually using those tips. And they see that their bills are going down with the support of solar generation.
Is it better for the business that you educating and, let's say, reducing consumption? Or, like, if we would think from the, you know, evil side, like, well, it's better that, you know, people consume and then build more solar panels and just trying to understand.
No, it's actually better that people reduce consumption because, again, you're not talking about an impact of one area, right? When you talk renewable, when you talk sustainable, you're talking about monetary savings. And then you're talking about sustainability, you're talking about environmental impact. Mm-hmm. So it's always better to reduce consumption.
So you provide a solution, I understood, full from A to Z. I don't need to think about regulatory setup, installations.
Exactly.
Then
even maintenance, right? So
okay.
Throughout the lifetime of the project, we basically take care of everything from A to Z. What you get is a monthly lease bill generated based on the power being generated from your solar system, the clean energy, mm-hmm. and that's all you have to take care of.
Okay, so who owns the solar panel?
So within that time frame of the agreement or the term, we own the solar system, okay. We operate it and maintain it for you.
All right, and what about maintenance? I mean, it looks like you're emphasizing about maintenance. What is the maintenance for solar?
So we do have a team dedicated to carry out maintenance, and the most frequent and regular maintenance that's required to be done is solar panel cleaning.
Can I do cleaning myself?
Oh, yes, you can. You can. You can be trained on cleaning if you don't want the hassle of, you know, a team coming in and trying to clean your panels. We recently received this award, EPC Company of the Year in the residential segment.
What does it stand for, EPC?
EPC is engineering, procurement, and concern. But again, this is an EPC dedicated to the solar.
Good. Congratulations. For example, what all these awards, what does it help to you?
So basically, these really give you like a authentication, mm-hmm. right? So if you want to work with a solar company, you'll need to know what kind of level they are. So today, even the local authority does some kind of grading for solar companies.
Yeah.
And you'll need to know what grade they are. What certifications do they have? So this all adds value to what level and what standard they really work with and how they deliver.
So when consumers making a choice, that helps you to stand out?
Definitely.
Because you are like approved or regulated by someone.
So today we're the only company that has this award, right? In residential. Right. So it makes it.
Because you said you are one of the only one company that provide that specific service?
Yeah, there are companies that provide you a solar, they can sell you a solar system, right?
Yeah.
So I'll come to you and just like sell you a car, I'll sell you a solar system and install it for you and then tell you goodbye.
Yeah.
You might need to have an annual maintenance contract on all of that.
But sort out yourself.
Sort it out yourself. But then the challenges come with how do I make sure the design solar system is actually what I need, right? So there's a lot of technical background behind it. How do I make sure down the line the solar system is producing what it's supposed to produce,
right? Like maximum efficiency, something
exactly,
like
that. Yeah. Exactly. So you can only make sure of that if you engage with someone who's actually responsible for it, right? If I come and sell it to you as a contractor, I'll sell it to you. I'll give you the manufacturer warranties for whatever products.
With your panel, yeah? Here's your panels. Yeah.
Here's your panels, here's your warranties. And that's all I'll do, right?
Install yourself. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. I can install it for you as well. Okay. I'll sell you the installation. But then again, you will not make sure you're getting what you actually paid for. There's no way to find out.
All right. You mentioned something about monitoring.
Yeah, so we have a monitoring. So all our solar systems are connected with each other, and basically delivered. All data comes back to our office here, and we can read how much energy is being given to the.
Is it in total or per household or?
It's per household. It's per household. So we can jump from project to project, and whenever anything is triggered, right, there's a default or there's some kind of trigger that needs our attention, yeah, we actually get notified immediately, same spot because this is connected online, and we send a team immediately to take care of it. We have managed to install houses in most of, if not all, the development areas and communities in Dubai. Today, I always say, today no one has a reason to delay this or to take more time, right? With whatever options available in terms of financed leasing, you can make a decision immediately and take advantage of the savings. So all of this adds up today, and we see it. Even with children being in that household, it's different when you have a solar system. It's different for the children.
Because they can start understanding,
right? Okay. It's just like recycling. When they know what to put and where to put it, in terms of recycling, renewables is the same thing. When they know they're sustainable, they're using a solar system to generate energy, they're aware of the consumption, you know, turn off your light. Or you have sensors that, you know, when you're not...
And you have numbers that you can check. Exactly. Yeah, okay, that's
so
interesting.
It creates more awareness even amongst children. And it really gives a different mindset as they grow, for sure. Why not cut this short? I'd like to invite you to my home. And let's see how all this works. Home. So this is the main DB, which is a main distribution panel, mm-hmm, which is installed based on regulatory framework for this emirate, right? So when you get a property, this is already there for the utility. So this is connected to the grid.
Any household have this
exactly.
Box.
Yes, exactly. So once you have a solar system on the rooftop, the sticker shows up to say that you have a solar system. And then there is some slight modification here. So these cables come from the solar system components. We're going to go to that next. Mm-hmm. And it feeds into the grid, basically. This is an isolator, sort of a protection.
What is an isolator?
It's a protection system. So if any fault happens, if anything happens, the grid doesn't get affected. So these are just breakers, right? Mainly protection equipment, right? They're all breakers.
Yeah.
This is one of the most important components besides the solar panel itself, which is the inverter, right? So this is what actually converts the DC energy, direct current from the solar panels being produced, mm-hmm, into AC, which is alternating current, that you can safely use at your premise. Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Right? So there are a few data you can see. So there are inverters without a screen. This one has it. So there's sunlight up to now. It continues feeding. You can see here, you can read feeding.
Yeah.
So it's feeding energy. Once it sunsets, the sun sets, it will sleep, literally. So
what is the show, sleeping?
No, it will shut off. It will shut off, yeah.
Okay, and we have two?
There are two inverters. So it depends on the size of the solar system installed. It depends on how many strings. The strings identify the number of panels connected together in a series.
Like a different setup could be more.
Could be more, could be less, yeah.
Okay.
So it can be one, it can be more.
Can I ask a question? So, okay, what is like 3,155? What does it show here?
So what you really need to look into is this, mm-hmm. right? Energy per day, which is 70.7 kilowatt hours, right? This is the kilowatt hour production that's been generated from this as of now.
All right.
All right?
Yeah. So it's feeding right now to the...
Yes, exactly. So we're already in a low consumption season. So as of today, the house might be consuming 100% solar and not from the utility at all.
Okay, right? That's good.
So during the evening, it will consume part of what it already produced during the day.
And you don't have a battery, so you don't need...
No battery. There's no battery installation here whatsoever. This is a main AC isolator. Again, this is a very important part of the solar system. It's all related to safety again. Mm. This is an interesting one. This is the smart meter. So once you have a solar system installed, you also have a meter installed by the local authority to basically monitor the production and monitor, you know, how the energy is being imported and exported.
So in and out.
In and out. It's it's a bi-directional meter, so it gives and takes.
Because at the end of the day, we need to understand how much we consume and how much we give to the grid, I believe.
Exactly. I have a lot of solar panels installed on the roof, but I've also tried to maximize my installation to make sure I, you know, produce as much energy as I can and cover as much you know, conventional utility that I use from the local service provider. So I've got solar panels installed on this pergola, which was customly built to cover more...
More space.
More space to produce more clean energy, exactly. Right.
That's why you need to look at the project and at the building itself and see how much space you can cover with the panels?
Oh yeah, it's important because that's what identifies how much you can actually produce. These are some solar panels. Again, to maximize, I had to find a way on where I can put these solar panels.
Yeah.
And I thought of, you know, building this rooftop, a canopy where I can install them.
And so it was, in the beginning there was no pergola.
No, there was no pergola, so I had to use the rooftop. And then I'm like, okay, the rooftop, enough, but I needed more.
Yeah.
I knew that this property will need higher consumption, more power, more clean energy. And this is when I came up with this idea, and we basically nailed down a very good, about 90% coverage with the system I have installed here.
So with this solution, were you doubled or?
Not doubled. Basically, this was, let's say, 30% of the entire solar system.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, by the end of the day, it's again, it's part of an infrastructure. You still have a shadow.
It's a good use.
Yeah, it's a good use. People, you know, setting.
I actually needed it, right?
Yeah.
But then you'll have to build it in a way where it can carry the load. You know, the architectural side will come into play. Other than building a structure that you won't put anything on top, this is a structure that can carry the load, right?
Okay, yeah. So that should be also in consideration.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I see gentleman is...
he's about to do some cleaning.
That's part of whatever we spoke, remember, but maintenance.
Maintenance. This is frequent. Like I said, it's done twice a month minimum, right? So it depends on location of the project. It depends how dusty the area is.
Okay.
All right. This is basic dry cleaning, right?
Yeah.
So there is intervals with wet cleaning as well, so water does get involved sometimes.
So is it... Yeah, exactly. So I see no water right now, it means dry cleaning.
Dry cleaning.
And sometimes you guys do wet?
Yes, we do wet, yeah.
And how long it takes, for example, the maintenance?
The cleaning itself roughly takes about half an hour, depending on the size, definitely, right?
Yeah.
So here he has to clean here and then go up on the roof and clean the rest. But yeah, it takes about half an hour, sometimes more, sometimes less. That's the dry cleaning. But then the remaining aspect of the inspection, right? So there's also parts of inspecting whether All these nuts and ties are all fixed properly. Nothing has got loose. Everything is working right. Inspecting the equipment, the inverter, the DBs. That's also taking
care of. Roughly
an hour tops, you're in and out.
So today I've achieved a very good 90% coverage, but I'm still working on the other 10% by improving whatever I have inside. So improving the consumption, improving the technology, the equipment that I have inside the house.
Now you can work out and optimize.
Exactly.
So there's like two ways how we can look at it. Either find more space, flat, like you said, build maybe.
Exactly. So you can find more space, which will cost me more. So the best way is to actually look into how I can reduce my consumption from within.
Okay, yeah,
right?
Sense, yeah. All right. And can you cover parking or like?
You can. So it depends on where your location is, the developer, the community management. So they have a set of guidelines and regulations as well related to solar installations, which we have to follow. So depending on that, we decide on, okay, which areas we're going to cover. But yeah, you can build up a car parking space and cover it similar to the pergola out there,
yeah.
Right? You're building a structure that you can put solar panels on, make use of that free space. I didn't mention this, but when we sat with customers initially, we asked them, did you ever see your rooftop?
Okay.
So 98% said no. I've never seen it. So it's unused, untapped rooftop area that you can utilize.
Can serve it, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
All right. A little bit, what you can work inside? You said, okay, so right now you covered all the flat surface. Now the next step, what you can do is work inside. Yeah. What is
it? So I've recently installed smart thermostats for my air conditioning, right? So this helps in control, right? Before it was open, everyone will come change the temperature the way he wants and usually utilize and spend more consumption because of a certain set of temperature that they put it, which doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
So today I can control all of that. I can put timers on when the air conditioning can work, when can it go off.
When you guys are at home.
Exactly. You can put a home, you're in home or you're away from home. So even when you travel, you can put a setting that's away from home and it just adjusts all the temperatures based on that.
Yeah.
So yeah, these are smart measures that you can take. And air conditioning is one of the main aspects where you can really look into and see how you can control. If you have really old air conditionings, you need to change it, right? So today, new technology and air conditioning really consumes less than the old one. So yeah, okay. you need to consider all of this.
So it sounds like for you, like a challenge, like a game. I have 90%?
Yes.
What else I can do?
I did actually create a new incentive even for the family inside the house, right? Guess what? If you help in doing this, and we do achieve a net zero, there's a reward coming up. So, you engage everyone and you put them all in the same perspective to see an objective and go.
That's interesting. I will wait for your LinkedIn post the day when you're going to achieve zero.
Yes, soon, inshallah. It's going to be soon.
Okay.
One of the first senior solar PV experts registered with the program here in the Emirate. And I have been involved in sustainable, renewable, and mobility projects throughout my career. So from solar systems to CNG conversions to biofuels to LED lighting, automation, sensors, motion detection, I've been involved in it all.
Which year is that?
So it started 2005 and 6. Probably in 2008, I had one of the first EV cars registered in the RTA. I drove it myself for a year and a half. And it was all part of research and development in electric cars.
It looks like you've been with within energy optimization since the beginning.
Yes, exactly. So we've also been involved in solar energy for quite some time. We've done a lot of public projects and private projects. I've installed myself a lot of the standalone solar streetlights that sometimes you see on the road.
Parks.
Yeah, some of them, yeah, have my name on it, yeah.
Okay. All right, so what's happened that you did a step?
In 2017, basically, I've decided that I thought it's time to really embark on a mission on my own. And like I said earlier, it's really out of an entrepreneurial passion. And I always felt like I wanted to give back and see in a way where you can develop something that can not only be a business, but also act as something that can really give back to society, to community, to environment, to sustainability. In my head, when you talk about sustainability, when you talk about things that do not finish, right? When you talk renewable energy, you're talking about something that doesn't finish, right? So it always intrigued me, you know, how do you work with something that doesn't finish? As long as the sun is shining, there is solar energy, right? There's energy to be captured. So how do you make sure you can capture it? How can you deliver it? How can you give accessibility to everyone, right? And that's what really pushed that dream forward.
Mm. About the business model itself, we spoke in the office and you give a tour. Personally, I think there is no-brainer deal not going to cost me anything to start. Am I right?
Absolutely.
And the benefit will be, it will be cheaper to buy energy, electricity.
Straight away.
And the benefits of sustainability and just like moving forward with technology. So why are we not all doing that?
Yeah, so I believe everyone is going to do it. And that's why we still continue to advocate for this and to spread the message out there that, you know, we are here to do that. And I believe there will be a time where we might meet again together and I might open the Google map, you know, and show you that everyone has a solar system on their rooftop.
Okay.
I believe that time is coming. And again, these kind of facilities only help in adoption, right? In creating this adoption cycle. But definitely there are other aspects that need to come in with it to help that push and to give it a real incentive for people to come on board.
Like what?
Today we talk about net metering as an incentive, right? But what if there's a higher incentive? What if there's things related with a cheaper energy once you have a solar system? Why not get benefit out of the net metering, but also get a reduced tariff rate from your local utility?
Okay.
So all of these are also incentives that push people towards adoption. So the more incentives come in, the more it helps adoption, right? People really need to start thinking about all the benefits, right? And I'd like to point out probably three of the main benefits that you can get adopting a solar system. The first one being a reduced energy bill, right? When you reduce your energy bill, you basically get a lower utility bill.
Yeah.
You get a lower carbon emission, so your carbon footprint. So you tick two boxes. You're ticking savings in terms of money, and you're ticking saving in terms of environment. You're ticking two boxes.
You're participating in
you're participating. You're giving back to the economy, to the community, to the ecosystem. You're giving back to the globe.
Yes.
Right? So the second point or the third point would be you'd be adding an incremental value on your property. So once you have a solar system installed, it's evident today, and there are a lot of statistics around it, that your property value increases by a minimum of 3%. And we did have cases where we had customers have their solar systems installed and decided they wanted to sell their property. And it did work out that way. So if you have a solar system, you're most likely to sell your property faster and with a higher.
Because all the setup is ready. And
it's ready, exactly. If you end up showing the buyer a zero bill for your utility because it's offset by the solar system, mm-hmm. right? It becomes very attractive.
Yeah. So can we talk about how does it, let's say, lifestyle or day-to-day life changing once you adopt this solution? So we saw cleaning.
To be honest, I hardly see them come cleaning because, you know, they would come during work days and you'll be out and about doing your thing. You'll come back, your panels are cleaned. Okay. It's not something you have to worry about.
And in the customer base, that's not an objection?
No, it's the same. I'm a customer right now. Yeah. And I'm treated the same way and it's the same thing. So I do not feel their presence. And I do not feel the solar system being there. It's not that, you know, it's quiet, doesn't make any sound. So you just don't feel it, right? You just really feel excitement when you get your utility bill. And when I compare it with my neighbor, who I know very well and dearly, I show him my bill and he shows me his bill.
Sending on WhatsApp.
And I ask him every time, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So it's a no-brainer. And they actually see the bill. And there is tremendous difference to that utility bill, right? And if you don't make a decision, you'll be pushed to make it with pressure from the community, pressure from advancement of technology.
What are the challenges for Watts Energy in order to acquire customers?
Like any other business, I believe, is reaching out to customers, you know. Delivering the right message, making sure they understand. So initially we started with campaigns that led them to understand that, you know, it's a free solar system. Get your free solar system from Watts today. And we noticed that people are put off by the word free. Mm-hmm. So when you say, I'm going to give you something for free, maybe in the olden days it was something good. You know, if you're giving me something for free, I'm going to join the party, right?
I'm taking it.
Yeah. But today, if you give something out for free, there's a lot of questions behind it. Why are you giving it to me for free?
Too good to be true, like that?
Is it? Yeah, exactly. Too good to be true. What's behind it? So sometimes we do get calls like, okay, what's the catch? Right? There is no catch. But then we understood that we had to change that message, right? Today, we try to say zero upfront. You're not going to pay anything up front. Just get the solar system, mm-hmm. right? We try to say, let the sun pay your bills. So we try to use other words or formats that can really get into the consumer's behavior and understanding and try to capture them that way.
Okay. So you changed, let's say, communication.
Exactly, exactly.
Can you talk about, I don't know, what marketing or sales activities you guys do?
Oh yeah, we've been engaged in a lot of activities and mainly geared towards, again, homeowners, residential communities. And the last event we had was at a development or community with over 500 homes. We had tremendous interaction, engagement from homeowners and their children. So we always look into getting engaged with children as well. And even at that event, we had some kind of Lego play that we did. We also recently launched a training session with Kidzania and Dubai Mall, where we basically developed a solar house or solar rooftop modular house that was small in size. It was like a plug-and-play solution, okay, where children can come in, connect a solar panel, and electricity would run through that modular house. You'll have your lights on, there was a bell, and there was a fan that can work. So
once they connect everything.
Exactly. So if you don't connect the solar panel, it doesn't work. Once you connect it, it works. So it delivers that message to the child that, oh, mm-hmm, this piece makes it work.
Yeah.
And where did this piece get energy from? From the sun. It was a really successful event. It was great dealing with all, you know, the children. And we know that children go back home, talk about their experiences. What did you do? How was it?
Choose the parents.
So, yeah, exactly. So you try to tap into parents through children and education.
Yeah. What about, you know, direct communication to the homeowners?
Oh, it does exist. So today, We basically do not go knock on doors. You know, we don't do cold calling and all of that. So we accept customers who reach out to us through our social media channels, through our website, and we've put in a proper system where they can actually calculate their savings as an estimate, right on the website. And then you can actually book an appointment with one of our solar PV experts.
So what's the deal then, let's say, with the company's capital? I mean, it looks like if you zero cost investment from the owner, I mean, somebody's paying for the panel infrastructure and the work and labor.
Very good question, and maybe hard to answer as well. And unfortunately, today we do not have the right financing models or product delivered by local banks, mm-hmm. right? So today the bank has a product of a home loan, so they give you a loan for the house, a car loan, and maybe some others, but that's basically it. So there's no product such as a solar system. So today we really miss that interaction and engagement from finance houses to deliver on that. And it would be great to see it happen as we move forward. So we are engaged with a few financial houses that speak this language, but it might take some time. Currently, we fund the projects in-house.
Can you give me like at least average price, how much it costs for the homeowner? Let's say if they're not going to go through your company, through your program, what is the average price for the household to install the setup?
Today, when you talk about solar system, it's measured in kilowatt peak. Each kilowatt peak installed would cost roughly anything between 5 to 6K, to 6,000 dirhams installed, right? Okay. But then, again, this can go higher depending on...
How much the household using.
Not how much the household using, depending on what kind of structure needs to be installed, right? So today, if you want to build a structure away from the existing rooftop, so you want to build a canopy, a pergola, that additional cost will come on top of it.
Yeah.
So my home, I've installed a 42 kilowatt peak system, right? And it did cost above 200K. But again, a home can install 10 kilowatt peak, so it's going to be 60K. If it's 20, it's going to be 100K. If you want a pergola, this will cost you another 15,000 dirhams. It's totally separate, right? So here I invested in the pergola.
Yeah.
They had to just put the solar panels.
Not everybody needs to make that decision.
Not everybody needs to make that decision. So it's always a bit different. But yeah, the kilowatt peak price without storage is that 5 to 6K standard.
Yeah.
But when you want to increase anything in terms of structure, it will change.
So basically times whatever you said, 5 or 6.
Exactly.
Because one,
exactly.
Everybody can do the math.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah.
Right.
But in some cases, you can actually take that finance on your shoulders and provide...
This is the case here, right? So today I'm on a lease agreement. I'm on that power performance lease. Mm-hmm. And I pay my monthly power generation units rate. That's what I pay for.
Well, how is it a contract or something? What?
It is. So it's a PPA, a power performance agreement.
Okay,
that's right. Yeah. So you pay for the power generation, and it's called power performance because we link the lease amount with the rate applicable on each unit we generate. Right. So it's not a fixed lease amount. We do have a fixed lease agreement as well, but this is not a fixed lease amount. It's variable depending on the production I give
on
you. Yes.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, you take care of the performance. Your interest is to like clean.
Oh yes, absolutely. We make sure it's running to the maximum.
With your business model, you acquiring or going in a relationship with a customer for many years.
Yes, sir.
So how's that relationship? How do you maintain? And then what is the future? Like, can you upsell, you know, or they leave this house, move to another house, and I mean, then obviously they like already gonna install. What's the business model for the development?
Great. Surprise you asked me this question. But yeah, we do get engaged for a long term. So yes, we do think of upselling. And again, we do think of engaging with the customer throughout, you know, the period.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 20 years of engagement. You're with him throughout. He's going to pay you a bill every month, right? So he talks about you at home.
Yeah.
Right? If you're paying a bill every month, you're saying my name every month at home, right?
At least.
I got to pay Watt's bill. I got to pay the solar bill. I got to pay. So I'm there, right? So, yes, we do have a plan to, again, introduce energy-saving solutions or products that are within that household. Introduce monitoring systems that, again, help you achieve that net zero plan we spoke about earlier. So it's not only giving you that power generation and clean energy, but also helping you throughout the journey reduce and increase your efficiency. Reduce your consumption, increase your efficiency.
Yeah. But that should be really nice conversation with the banks and with investors.
It is. But again, there's always risk. So today it's like, who owns a solar system, right? Where can I register it? When you buy a car, you can mortgage it. The bank will mortgage it.
Okay, I see where you're going.
If you buy a property, it's mortgaged. Solar system, can you mortgage? You know, can you put that band in there? So this is where these difficulties come in. And again, the risk of customers paying, not paying, might be something to talk about. But yeah, these are the challenges that need to be addressed.
All right. So yeah, you mentioned about this future plans that obviously the next steps could be to educate or provide solution or services to optimize. Mm-hmm. You know, once you covered all your roof, the next step is to optimize in-hall, educate. Yeah. What do you see, like, say, next 2-5 years for Watt's Energy?
Today is... Data is important, right? So the more data you can have, the more data you can tap into, the more results you can really bring in. Mm-hmm. So the first thing would be tapping into more monitoring solutions, more controlling solutions, right? Monitor and control.
Yeah.
So you monitor that data. How many hours do I use my TV? How efficient is my fridge, right? When am I using my washing machine? And all of these metrics come into play when you really have that data that you can come in and say, this is what you need to do in order to reduce your consumption by 10, 15, 20%, right? Becoming more efficient. Oh, you need to change this piece of equipment. You might just need to replace it.
Because data showing that...
That it's done. You need to replace it. If you replace it... Your return on investment on this equipment might be less than 2 years, but you're not doing it, right? If the return on investment is 2 years and you're not replacing it, you're doing something wrong, right? But how do you get to know that? So this is where we see ourselves coming into play, by identifying these opportunities and really directing you towards that roadmap where you can become more efficient.
Interesting, because you can see data signals and then advice. To optimize and make a business out of it. Like there is a saying, I think, you cannot control, you cannot change things that you are not measuring. I mean, with the business as well.
If you don't measure it, you don't see it. You don't see it. It's there, but you don't see it. It's gone. You just pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. When you mention about this incentive, so one of them are like net metering scheme, yeah?
Net metering is one incentive, yes. But there are multiple incentives that different... countries adopt differently based on, you know, how their tariff rates are designed and how they charge customers. And it's basically different from country to country, depending on their policies, right? So today, even for EV adoption, for example, electric vehicle adoptions, we see countries removing an entire taxation. Right? If you buy an electric vehicle, we see countries covering 50% of the cost of that vehicle, right? Which again, these are all incentives. And guess what? Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
You know, in countries where you cover 50% of an EV car price, everyone's going to buy it. This is all part of building that foundation, building that ecosystem environment. And I think it needs time to come here. But yeah, it's on its way. You know, Dubai is... home to the biggest or largest solar park in the world, Mohammed bin Rashid Solar Park. And if you haven't visited, you need to visit and see it. It's really big. And it's really good to just feel look that. And feel, yeah. It's got that energy when you just see it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, with this going on, definitely Dubai or UAE is at the forefront, leading this energy transition. And I think we are lucky to be in this kind of environment where leadership plays a big role. And when it starts from top, you know, you see it going down to the bottom until it really reaches all the homeowners.
For the closing, what kind of future technology could change the industry, could change maybe the homeowners? You mentioned, I remember, about technology where it could like work as a wipe for the cleaning.
I believe technology doesn't wait for anyone. As it advances, you know, regulations and all parties need to get on board to make it happen. And as technology advances in the renewable space with cheaper solar energy, with better storage solutions, right? This ends to a certain solution where people can actually be energy independent, right? So today, if I can cover 100% of my consumption and have my energy stored and I can tap into it whenever I need, I think that would be a decision I would take without thinking, right? I want to control the energy that I have. I don't need anyone to come and tell me, okay, you have it today, you don't have it tomorrow. So it's a matter of efficiency, it's a matter of cost. Mm-hmm. Once it becomes in hand of the commercial market and it becomes very feasible, it's there.
To become self-sustainable.
Self-sustainable, exactly. So you can generate your own energy and consume it whenever you want. So we say energy from the sun at your fingertips.
Yeah, you can tap it in. So you operate right now in Dubai?
Yes. Dubai sits in the forefront when it comes to regulatory framework and when it comes to bringing change. And they have really proven that, you know, it's the right place to start. And again, talking about Dubai, I'm not talking about UAE, I'm talking about Dubai specifically. So if you go out of Dubai and step into Sharjah, it's a very difficult proposition. We cannot connect to the grid, right? We're not allowed to. So again, regulation is very important. Mm-hmm. So once it does come into play in other Emirates, it's going to be a suitable environment for us to enter. We are definitely looking into neighboring countries. And as utility tariff rates start increasing, it will become more feasible for people to adopt solar energy.
Okay. So you're waiting on a line when you can do that step.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Really, like, enjoyed about the future, about your business. I think that's, I really enjoyed because I didn't thought that, but you know, once you control, then it's the date and then you can do upselling and yeah, enjoy that.
Yeah, me too. I enjoyed talking about it. It's always, although I've been involved in it for quite long, but still always exciting for me to talk about it. Yeah. And I can go on and on, you know.
Yeah. I didn't know a lot of things. So if I didn't know, I believe a lot of people around as well don't know. So, but we're learning together. And thank you for shining a light.
Thank you very much. Hope to get a lot of engagement on this, you know, episode and see how people interact with it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.